Children, today the subject is the meaning of a sword in the Word. And one story about that is about a man named Gideon. Gideon lived at a time when the children of Israel had been attacked by a nation called the Midianites. And the story says that they came up like locusts and they filled the land. And they ate up all the children of Israel's food and took away their animals. So the children of Israel had to go up into the mountains and hide in caves. Why did this happen to them? It was because they had stopped worshiping Yahuwah and instead had turned away from him to worship Canaanite gods called Baals, just little statues. But after 7 years of being conquered by the Midianites, they were ready to turn back to the Lord. And so the Lord sent his angel to Gideon. And here is something of what he said. The angel said to him, the Lord looked upon him and said, "Go in this your might, your strength, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent you?" And Gideon, he didn't think he could do it. He didn't think he could possibly do it. But the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man," as if they were just one man instead of this huge army. And the Gideon's first job then was to do what? To get rid of the worship of Baal, to chop down their altar and their statues and burn them up, and instead build an altar to the Lord. And then he blew the trumpet and called together an army, but the Lord did a surprising thing to his army. He told Gideon to reduce his army way, way down to just 300 men. The Lord said he wanted it to be very clear to the children of Israel who really won the battle. It was not the children of Israel who were going to beat the Midianites, it was the Lord. And so then, here's what the story says about the battle itself. And Gideon divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps inside the pitchers. And he said to them, "Look at me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so you shall do. When I blow with the trumpet, I and all who are with me, then you blow the trumpets also on every side of all the camp and say, 'Of the Lord and of Gideon.'" So Gideon and the hundred men that were with him came to the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. It was in the middle of the night. And they had just set the watch. And they blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow. And they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." And they stood, every man in his place, round about the camp. And all the army, the Midianite army, ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets. And Yehoah set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the army, and the army fled. So the children of Israel beat the Midianites with their own swords. They killed each other. Now, if we think about what does a sword represent in the Lord's word, we can think that everything in the word either represents one of two things, either good or truth, love or wisdom, because that's what the whole universe is made of. That's what our minds are made of, goodness and truth. So what do you think? Do you think a sword, the tool that a soldier uses, do you think that's more something that represents love or wisdom, good or truth? Raise your hand if you think it represents truth. Well, you're right. A sword represents the truth of the Lord fighting against its enemies. And what's the enemy of truth? It's lies. It's falsities that the evil spirits sneak into our minds and tell us, or swarm into our minds like locusts and fill our minds with confusion and cause real trouble for us. Now, in this story, the battle cry of the children of Israel was the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So here, as an example of a great big sword, and it has to be the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Why does it have to be the sword of the Lord? Well, because the Lord's truth is what has all power. And if we fight because the Lord says so, the Lord says, you shall not do this, and you shall do this, and that's the reason why we do it, then we fight for the Lord on his side, and we fight from the Lord with his power and his truth. And on the other hand, if we don't, if we just think of reasons why we don't want to do something, or why we will do something, even though the Lord says not, then we're weak and we lose. For example, suppose that you saw someone else's food, and you thought, I'd really like to eat that. And then immediately the evil spirits start telling you lies. They say, he will never notice. They say, I've given him my food other times. They might say, he did something bad to me, so I deserve to take his food. Or I did something good for him, so I deserve to take his food. Or it's no big deal. And similar lies come swarming into your mind. Now, if you say to yourself, I guess I better not take that because I might get caught and I'll get in trouble. Would that be the sword of the Lord? No. The Lord doesn't say, don't do things because you're going to get into trouble. If that's your only reason why you're not going to take his food, even if you don't take his food, you really lose. Because next time you have a chance to take somebody's food and you think that you won't get caught, you're just going to go ahead and do it. Evil spirits win. But on the other hand, if you say to yourself, the Lord says, thou shalt not steal. That means me. It doesn't matter whether it's big or small. Thou shalt not steal. Then you win. You get stronger. You make it a matter of conscience to do what the Lord says and to not do what the Lord says not to do. So that way, it becomes both the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. It becomes your sword too. You get stronger and stronger in using the Lord's sword, the Lord's truth. Amen.